I got my start in the entrepreneurial world in 2009 as a professional organizer. And something that I used to say over and over again to my organizing clients is that getting organized is not all about the bins and baskets. Getting organized is about being able to retrieve information or items when you need them at a moment's notice. It's not about perfectly coordinated baskets on your bookshelf or bins in your pantry. It's not about having a Pinterest perfect house. The baskets, bins, and fancy labels, those are the icing on the cake, not the cake itself. But there are many times that those of us with ADHD will put off an organizing project because we can't make it look Pinterest perfect. Or we don't want to make all those decisions about what stays or what goes. Or we're afraid that it's just going to take way too long, or we think it's not going to take very long and it ends up taking about 5 times as long. But the fact is, getting and staying organized can be super beneficial to our distracted ADHD brains. So let's reframe what home organizing is, because it is totally possible for you to have a picture-perfect mudroom with perfectly labeled lockers and have no idea where your kid's lunchbox is. Or your kitchen counters might be perfectly clear, but there's doom piles all over your dining room floor or the bottom of your pantry. More on doom piles, as well as how ADHD affects home organizing, and some simple tips for you to put into practice to help get your home more organized. All of that on today's episode of the ADHD Mompreneur.
Welcome to the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lingo. I'm a mom and entrepreneur with over a decade of experience in both. I also have ADHD, so I know firsthand how difficult it can be to navigate the neurotypical world as a mompreneur with a neurodivergent brain. And since you've probably already stopped paying attention to this boring introduction, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode.
Organizing is about putting something in a place so you can easily retrieve that item when you need it. Decorganizing, really stretching there, is about making your house look like it jumped off the pages of a Container Store ad. And by no means am I saying that you can't or shouldn't have perfectly labeled bins on every shelf of your pantry. I'm just saying that that is the final step, not the first. If lack of products or lack of funds to purchase products is the thing that's holding you back, I recommend spending a little time reframing the benefits of decluttering your house and getting yourself organized versus the idea of making it look picture perfect. And maybe it's not about the looks for you at all. Maybe it's that you feel like you don't have the organizing gene, or you spend all of this time setting up a system, but you can't stay consistent with it and make it work for you. You might be asking yourself, how does ADHD affect home organizing? Well, friends, the act of organizing is an executive function. Like, if you were to Google a list of executive functions, organization would be written right there in black and white. But then on top of that, there are other executive functions involved with the process of getting organized. You need to make decisions about what stays or what goes, or make decisions about what is stored where. You may struggle with forgetfulness, and so you leave everything out so that it can act as a visual cue, because if it's out of sight, it's out of mind, right? You may feel overwhelmed and have trouble initiating a task because the place or room that you'd like to get organized seems like it's just so big and that it's going to take so long. On the flip side, you may think that you can organize your closet in a Saturday afternoon, and next thing you know, it's Monday morning and half your clothes are still laying on your bed. It may be difficult for you to start an organizing project because it's just not that fun or exciting. But hold on tight if all of a sudden your mother-in-law decides she's gonna drop in for a weekend visit and that's where you've been storing all of your doom piles. Speaking of doom piles, DOOM stands for Don't Organize, Only Move. It's a habit that many of us, both with and without ADHD, employ in order to quickly clean up a space. We scoop everything off the counter or off the bed or from the car into a box or a bin or a bag, and then we put it away with every intention of going through it soon and putting the items back where they belong. But far too often, what happens instead is that we just start to accumulate these random boxes of miscellaneous things that feel super overwhelming to go through because it's such a mishmash of items. It can be a vicious cycle, but not one that's impossible to overcome. That's why I want to wrap up today's episode by giving you some simple tips to get your house organized as someone with ADHD. First, the fewer items you have to organize or put away. Let's pretend you're on your way to your bedroom with a basket full of clean laundry. But when you get there and open up your closet, you realize that there are no empty hangers, and even if there were empty hangers, there's not really any space on the hanging bar for you to even hang these clothes up. And I have yet to see a closet where there are shirts or pants or some other item of clothing that is no longer worn. It may be that it's out of style or that it's not the right size or that you bought it because you really liked it, but every time you put it on, you fidget a little bit and so then you just end up taking it off and never wearing it. But I'm guessing that the clothes that are in the laundry basket, those are all clothes that you actually like to and want to wear. When you declutter, you make space for the items that you actually want or need or use in your home, as well as making it easier for you to put away these items and, here's the key, find those items when you want them the next time. My next tip is to find items a home and then practice returning that item to its home. Think about items in your home that you're looking for frequently. Key fobs, remote controls, shoes, coats, lunchboxes, backpacks. And those are just the things that I've looked for today. When you give an item a home and then practice returning that item to its home on a regular basis, you save yourself all kinds of time, energy, effort, and bandwidth that you would normally spend trying to find lost things. And the great thing is, you can make this system work for you. There aren't any rules about where you should or shouldn't keep something. For instance, if the first thing that you do when you walk in the door every time is to make a beeline for the bathroom, put a hook for your keys in the bathroom so that it is less steps before you can actually get your keys to their home and know where they're going to be the next time you need to leave. If you make it easy to follow through, you're going to be much more likely to stick with it. My next tip is, it doesn't all have to be done at once. It's perfectly okay to start small. In fact, I recommend that those of us with ADHD start with something like one drawer or one cupboard or one bin, rather than pulling everything in a room completely out and then realizing that we've run out of momentum and now the floor is covered in all of these piles that we don't want to put away because we don't want to feel like we have to start over again. Now, instead of making your house feel less cluttered, you've got piles everywhere. But if you start small and are able to actually finish the drawer or cupboard or bin that you're working on, you can work to maintain that space and see what works or what doesn't work before you move on to the next project. The exception to this rule is if you are working with a professional organizer or somebody that can actually work with you and make the job go faster. My next tip is to make a specific time to work on your organizing project, because it's not just going to happen one day. You have to make a plan. Decide where it is that you're going to work. Tell your family members that you're going to be working on this space and that they can either help you or they can stay out of your way so that you're able to focus and stay distraction-free so that you can complete the project. You may also want to consider setting a timer for this allotted time that you've set aside so that you don't get super hyper-focused and end up spending way longer than you had expected on the space. It's also really important for you to set aside specific time to maintain the organizing project that you've done. I honestly think that this might be the most overlooked part of the organizing process. I can't even tell you the number of times that I would get called from an organizing client 6 months after I'd done their pantry or their closet, and they would say that it's just not working. And then I would ask a few questions like, well, are you putting the laundry away where we labeled it? Or are you putting the groceries into the bins that we made for them? More often than not, it wasn't that there was a problem with the system, it's that they weren't making the time for the maintenance. You have to make time to maintain the space that you've organized, or else it's just going to go back to square one. And finally, find an organizing buddy or a professional organizer or a coach to help you with your projects. As I've said before, the ADHD brain is very motivated by obligation. That's why asking a friend or a family member to come over and help you to sort and purge and organize a space can be so beneficial. If there isn't a friend or family member that you'd like to ask, you could also consider looking for a professional organizer in your area. The great thing about working with a professional organizer is that your stuff doesn't mean anything to them. And I mean that in the best way possible. Because if they are sorting through a stack of papers, they're not going to get hung up on the drawing that your kid made when they were in preschool. They are just going to put kids' artwork with kids' artwork and unopened mail with unopened mail. They can help you get through that sorting and purging process so much quicker. And if you're struggling to get rid of stuff, they'll ask you questions to help you truly determine if this is something that you want or need or something that you can let go. And while not all ADHD coaches are former professional organizers, an ADHD coach can be very helpful to you if you are trying to tackle organizing projects in your home. They can check in with you to make sure that you are staying on track with your project, and they can take the really big projects from all over your house and help you to break them down into smaller, more manageable chunks. If you've got a home organizing project on your 2024 to-do list, you should check out my 20 home and personal checklists. I've included my step-by-step method for organizing any space, along with checklists to help you clean any room, prep for your taxes, plan meals, and go grocery shopping, and so much more. You can print and use these checklists as is, or you'll receive a link in a video that tells you exactly what you need to do in order to customize the checklist to work best for your family. You can pick up my 20 home and personal checklists for just $17 by visiting bit.ly/ADHD home checklists or by following the link in the show description. I'll be back next week to take a deeper dive into why accountability is so important for those of us with ADHD when it comes to creating new habits, tackling big projects, or even just staying consistent with everyday tasks. So make sure that you've hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes of the ADHD Mompreneur.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,